Now with an update on local and regional news from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald. Good morning, Phil Latzman.
And good morning, Wanda. Once again, a week after the election, ballots are still turning up in Broward County. Reporter Sammy Mack tells us about South Florida's latest ballot confusion.
Elections workers say they found nearly 1,000 ballots unaccounted for in a Broward warehouse. The Sun Sentinel reports they were put in the wrong place and unearthed on Monday. Election supervisor Brenda Snipes says these things occasionally happen, but that, quote, we've done pretty good. Observers say finding 1,000 ballots after the count appears to be more than usual. Meanwhile, Broward officials are still tallying votes in two recounts. They hope to finish the recount for a close commissioner race in Dania Beach by tonight. A recount for a Hallandale Beach commission seat could last into Wednesday. I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.
In Dania Beach's close commission race, Chicky Brandimarty leads Mac McElyea by just 16 votes out of more than 4,000, and Hallandale Beach even closer, with Anthony Sanders leading Michelle Lazaro by just 6 votes out of more than 7,000 cast. A pair of longtime Broward County lawmakers are bidding farewell today. It's the last day for Commissioners John Rodstrom and Eileen Lieberman, who are the first to be term-limited out of office after Broward voters approved 12-year limits on commissioners in the year 2000. Lieberman has served on the commission since 1996, Rodstrom for 20 years, and the latter finishes up his last term, also having served as the county's mayor. Two former Democratic members of the Florida House, Marty Kerr and Tim Ryan, will be sworn in today as the two newest members of the Broward Board. A new mayor and vice mayor will be chosen next week. Both candidates fighting for Florida's District 18 congressional seat are headed to Washington. Representative Alan West returns to D.C. as the lame duck session of Congress begins. The man expected to replace him, Democrat Patrick Murphy, is heading to an orientation for new House members. A partial recount in St. Lucie County has given the Republican West a slight lift, but Murphy remains the unofficial winner by a margin currently about 1,900 votes. That's enough to avoid a full recount. The West campaign, however, is still threatening lawsuits and claiming malfeasance by the St. Lucie County Supervisor of Elections. 42 doctors, nurses, paramedics, pharmacists, and medical responders from South Florida have arrived in the New York, New Jersey area. They are providing medical support to areas affected by Hurricane Sandy. They're members of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Florida 5 Disaster Medical Assistance Team. The group was formed in 1994 after Hurricane Andrew exposed a need for this kind of relief effort. Mike Jackals is a spokesperson for the Broward Sheriff's Office and says the group includes medical professionals from all 5 South Florida counties, from Monroe to Martin.
They might be in a hospital. They might be in field hospitals. They might be doing anything you can imagine if it's medically related to provide support for the hospitals that are up there, the infrastructure. They have equipment that's up there already on site. There's a federal warehouse of equipment, so the equipment meets the team there.
And the need for medical relief personnel has been compounded by the fact that the storm hit so late in the season, and a few days later, the region was beset by the snowstorm. From the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.